Good morning, it's Dave Clemens, and it's time now for the WaterWise Tip of the Week. Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend, is here. How are you?
Good. Greetings, Dave.
Greetings. How about that?
Salutation.
It's so fancy. You're so fancy, Dan.
I'm trying out new greetings, you know.
Well, that's a good one. That's pretty good. Let's talk about the WaterWise Tip of the Week. We're talking about irrigation turn-on tips.
That's right.
Let's talk about turning on that irrigation, because it's time.
That's right. Yeah, tis the season. So just a few things. If you're going to attempt this yourself, it's totally doable, but there's a few things to make sure you're successful at it. So you want to arm yourself with the proper tools, number one. So grab a valve key, a good pair of pliers, maybe a flathead screwdriver, and some flags. And you're probably going to need some sort of digging utensil, so like a pointed shovel or a trenching shovel or something like that.
Just to turn on your irrigation system?
Oh, yeah.
You don't just go over there and just hit a switch?
Well, you could, but you might end up with some issues later.
And gotcha. So this is kind of checking things out before the season starts.
Yeah, this is really, I mean, we're preparing to make sure this thing starts off and runs through a majority of the season efficiently and effectively. So, yeah, better to be a little over-prepared. But the first thing you want to do is you want to find that round isolation box. It's probably a 6-inch round green capped box outside your house. And it's usually right next to your backflow preventer. And so this is what you use that valve key for. It's that weird forked, probably, you know, 2-3 foot long key. And that is because they set these valves down below the frost level underground. So it's usually like 2 to 3 feet underground.
Okay.
And so that helps you reach down and you're going to open up this valve.
Okay.
And that's the point of your irrigation connection. So that'll let water feed your backflow and your valves. And then you flip open the next box, go to your backflow, and there's two kind of T-ball valves on this brass device. And what you want to do before you open those up and let water rush into the system is go to one of your irrigation valves or your hose bib and open that up. Because what will happen is if you open it too fast, that line was blown out, so you've got air in your irrigation lines.
Right.
And if you open that water too fast, you get a rush of air slamming into your irrigation valves. And then that can cause them to get stuck on. And then you won't be able to turn them off. Gotcha. And you'll have to take apart the bonnet of the valve and all that to reset it. So
this
will save you a little trouble. So open a hose bib or a valve and then slowly turn those backflow valves about a quarter of a turn and let that water fill the line and push out all the air. And then you can open them all the way. Then you want to go and obviously make sure those irrigation valves are turned off, right? So you don't have water running.
Sure.
Once you've got everything turned on, go to your meter and look at the meter and make sure none of the dials or the numbers are spinning. So there's no water running. And that's the first thing to make sure that your system is activated and you don't have any leaks going in any of your main line.
Gotcha.
Because we wouldn't want that running in the background, right? And then the next step is we'll talk about maybe next week is, you know, what you do to actually inspect each zone and make sure things are working properly.
Okay. Now, do you have tips like this actually at the website?
We do. So on our homepage, we've got kind of like the spring spruce up, we call it, tips, and that's waterwisetips.org.
All right. Dan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.